Well, there have been not medical events, but emotional events that we don't know about.
That's a whole separate and fascinating topic. There's really a fascinating interplay psychologically that goes on with crews, isn't there?
Well, you know, you think about it. The kind of people that go into space tend to be alpha personalities.
Very alpha, people, yes.
Who are take-charge people.
That's right.
What happens when you get six of them together in one little space? And, you know, space travel, it's very stressful. A lot of the flight surgeons I've talked to said their worst concern about long-term space flight to Mars is not really the physical effects, although that's a problem. It's the emotional effects. Is somebody going to go bonkers up there? It has happened. There has been a problem, and it happened aboard Mir. One of the cosmonauts who was up there, his mother died while he was up in space.
Oh.
And he was so grief-stricken and so upset that he locked himself away in one of the modules and would not talk to Russian mission control for 2 weeks.
Two weeks?
He was the commander.
2 weeks? And he,
two weeks.
Did you say he was the commander?
He was the commander. He would not talk to anybody. He was, you know, in such bad shape. So, and these, you know, these cosmonauts are very disciplined. They follow orders.
Oh, yes.
So that was an example of what can happen when something tragic happens on Earth and they can't deal with it up there.
Is that a big error in the psychological screening that went on for that crew?
I'm not sure what their psychological screening was at that particular time. I can tell you what NASA does. NASA makes it, it's mandatory that at least once a week you have a private medical conference with your physician, your psychologist. The astronauts, while they're in orbit, are given a private hour with their doctor to discuss all the problems they're having. They also have what they call private family conferences, or PFCs, where they are given the chance to talk to their families and maybe relieve some of the stress that way. So those are both mandatory because NASA understands that, you know, people are going to have problems there. And they did have one strike in space. I don't know if you know that. Skylab.
They had a what?
They had a work strike.
A work strike.
That's right. The astronauts in Skylab were so, I don't know if I can say this word, angry.
Yeah, of course.
Pissed off.
Yes, you can say that.
About their load of work that they called down to Houston and said, we're taking the day off, goodbye, and shut off.
All right, I guess everybody should understand a little bit of the stress that they're under. It's not like they're up there doing nothing. These guys and gals are working probably as many waking day hours as they can every single day on experiments, right?
Right, right. And they are very, very busy. Plus, I mean, that's probably pretty hard to sleep up there because there are lights on, there's activity constantly, and they're probably tired. And they're dirty. They can't take baths. And the food's terrible. So, I mean, they're not good working conditions. And you can imagine what it's like to be up there for 4 months at a time on ISS.
Do these astronauts generally understand the nature of the experiments they're doing?
Yes. Well, you know, you'd be amazed by how many of them are PhDs up there. The mission specialists, a lot of them are doctors, or they're physicists, or they're engineers. So they are very sophisticated people. They're classic overachievers, these people. They're athletes, plus they probably have a couple of degrees.
Mm-hmm.
So they do understand what they're doing up there.
And they really are burdened to that degree nearly every waking hour. In other words, there are these sponsored experiments, right? University of so-and-so sends up
right. Cultures
and whatever all else.
Exactly. And I know that there have been a couple of cases where the astronauts just said, I'm overwhelmed. I did not know it would take so long to do this particular experiment, and they get way behind in their schedules.
I wonder what NASA does when they just get a call saying, look, we're overworked, we're taking the day off, click.
Well, in that particular case, they couldn't do anything about it. It was only for a day of rest.
Fascinating. That's history I've never heard. That's absolutely fascinating.